Now that the holiday shopping season is officially underway, consumers are confronting some of the true costs of gift giving. Not just the gift, but wrapping paper, ribbons, tape, batteries. Call them unanticipated costs. That's how some investors feel about mutual funds. Even though losses this year are relatively low, it's the extras, the legal fees paid to people who manage those funds that can hurt the small investor. NPR's John Itchdy reports.
How much is your mutual fund costing you? If you invest in a fund with just average fees and expenses, it's costing you a lot. You're likely giving up nearly a third of the average gains in the stock market every year, according to critics of the fund industry. And who's getting the $130 billion Americans pay each year in mutual fund expenses? It goes to the middlemen who manage your money. Now, 3% of your total investment, the average amount that goes to fees and expenses, may not seem like a lot, but it is.
While 1 or 2 or 3% doesn't look like very much in the short term, in the long term, your investment lifetime, it is quite literally the difference between success and failure. A comfortable retirement or a seedy one.
That's John Bogle, a founder of the mutual fund company Vanguard. He pioneered the inexpensive index funds that track the broad movements of the stock market. Bogle says over a lifetime of investing, paying average costs can drain a huge amount from your retirement nest egg. In fact, investors can lose tens of thousands of dollars or even more. Mutual fund scandals are getting most of the attention these days, but the transparency of fees and whether investors understand their long-term impact is also on the radar screen of reformers, including Louisiana Congressman Richard Baker, a Republican.
Okay, where am I?
We're going over to the city side.
Oh, great. Thanks.
When we talked to Baker this past week, things were moving fast at his Capitol Hill office. His reform bill was about to go to the House floor. It's a bill that Baker authored partly because his son was struggling to figure out how much his mutual fund was costing him.
And so he came home to Dad, you know, the smart guy, and say, Dad, figure this out for me. And I was a little frustrated myself because I couldn't figure it out. And I sat down and started looking at the different ways in which this information is presented. And it is a daunting task.
So Baker came up with a method he believes will make things clearer. Baker's bill, which passed in the House last Wednesday, calls on mutual fund companies to tell consumers on their regular statements just how much they're paying in fees and expenses on every $1,000 of investment. Baker says there may be better ways to do this, and he hopes his bill will be strengthened in the Senate.
But the statement of principle is clear. The Congress wants and expects the SEC and the industry to develop a disclosure system that allows you to compare and, more importantly, understand what you are getting with your investment.
The mutual fund industry, for its part, argues the problem isn't as great as the critics suggest. Matt Fink is head of the Investment Company Institute, the industry's trade association. He says the majority of investors are already in funds with fees below the industry average. And he says
fees are fully disclosed. Unlike most financial products, funds disclose in their prospectuses every dollar that you as an investor pay directly and every dollar the fund pays on your behalf.
The problem, say the critics, is that some of the most important costs a consumer faces are only indirectly disclosed. The prospectus does list, in percentage terms, the sales commission or load you pay if you buy your fund through a broker or advisor. Other expenses, including the management fee, are aggregated in something called the expense ratio. But there's one very important number that doesn't show up there. It's called the portfolio transaction cost. It's the expense the fund manager incurs when he buys or sells a stock. Mercer Bullard, head of Fund Democracy, an investor advocacy group, says it can be the fund's single largest expense.
In fact, portfolio transaction costs can exceed all other fund expenses combined. But you will not find that anywhere in the fee table because the SEC doesn't require that it be disclosed in the fee table or included in the expense ratio.
Now, you may be thinking, you get what you pay for. High fees are likely to buy me better stock-picking talent and better returns in my mutual fund. In fact, funds with higher fees tend to produce lower returns, says Mercer Bullard.
Absolutely. There are numerous studies that show that the higher the fees, the lower your return is likely to be.
So you don't get what you pay for in mutual funds?
You don't.
Given the reform mood in Congress sparked by the mutual fund scandals, there's a good chance investors will get clearer disclosure of fees and expenses. Bullard and others also argue mutual fund boards, which are supposed to protect the interests of investors, need to be reformed. Most importantly, the critics say, board chairmen should be independent. Currently, most are executives of the fund management companies. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.